Hi there. The word for you today is commit yourself. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 16 and 17, Paul wrote, "All men forsook me, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me." Isn't that great? Let me share with you these words, and I want you to listen to them carefully, okay? Until I am committed, there is a hesitancy, a chance to draw back. But the moment I definitely commit myself, then God moves also, and a whole stream of events begin. All manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, people, and material assistance, of which I never dreamed, begin to move toward me. So commit yourself. When others refuse to go with you, commitment means going on alone. Not easy, but you've got to do it. Daniel dined and prayed alone. Elijah sacrificed and witnessed alone. Jeremiah prophesied and wept alone. And Paul the Apostle wrote, "No man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me, and he strengthened me, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." It's at the point of commitment, and not before, that God intervenes in our behalf. When the three Hebrew children made a commitment not to bow to the king's idols, God brought them out of the fiery furnace without even the smell of smoke. Indeed, King Nebuchadnezzar was so impressed that he said, and I quote, listen to these words in Daniel 3:29, "There is no other God who is able to deliver in this way." So what do you believe about what God has called you to do with your life? Obey him. Step out in faith and do it. If you're afraid, listen to these words. "I'd rather be ashes than dust. I'd rather my spark burn out than that it should be stifled by dry rot. The proper function of my life is to live, not exist. So I shall not waste my days in trying to prolong them. I shall use every moment."